You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Congress is returning to session this week after a two-week break. On Friday, West Michigan Congressman Fred Upton visited our studios to discuss a number of issues, including the announced departure of two of his fellow Republican House members from Michigan's delegation. Since the last time you were here, two of your colleagues from Michigan in the House, Republicans, have decided not to run for re-election. Dave Camp and Mike Rogers are certainly young enough that they could stay in the House a good while longer, and they're both committee chairmen, which is something that, much like yourself, people work their way up to. Is this a sign that Congress is becoming a more difficult place to get meaningful things done?
Well, it's always, let's face it, it's always tough. And it's probably tougher today than it ever has been before for a variety of reasons. Dave Camp and Mike Rogers have been exceptional public servants for our state, done a terrific job, reputation of being bipartisan. Mike Rogers, you know, he experienced, like me, firsthand 9/11, really, for, you know, not having another major terrorist attack here is a credit to what he's done and working again across the aisle. And it surprised a lot of us. Many of us, you know, he would have been chairman again next year. That's just an appointment by the speaker. Speaker has sole discretion, doesn't go through the normal steering committee process, and he would have done it. Surprised a lot of us, and for a number of reasons, he decided not to run again. For me, I got to tell you, I was deeply disappointed. He's one of my best friends.
He's leaving to host a talk show.
And, yeah, and he wants said your that, job. He wants.
But he says it's an opportunity to talk more about the things he cares about. I mean, isn't being a member of Congress an opportunity to talk and act on things that you care
well,
about?
Well, it is. And but, you know, there's, you know, and I'm not playing a violin here, but there's a lot of sacrifices. You know, I think his first election, he won by something like 111 votes. The district's a little safer. Redistricting has happened. But he was, you know, everyone knew he was in good shape to win re-election. But, you know, there's a lot of travel. You know, you're gone. He has a wonderful wife, Christy. Son in high school. I mean, it's comes with the territory that you are gone from your family at least half the time. I mean, it's again, I'm not playing my violin. It's part of the job description that comes with it. He's made a great mark. He wants to speak out on a whole number of issues. He had an opportunity that he couldn't turn down. He got to know the chairman of Cumulus, and so it'll be a national broadcasting thing. They're actually going to build a studio in Washington for him. There's not, you know, there's not to say that he won't be back in public service. I got to think that if a Republican wins the presidency in 2016, he'll be on a short list for a variety of different jobs there. Even President Obama considered him, I believe, for the FBI spot when that opened up,
right.
All on the merits. He's a former FBI agent, very smart guy, very engaging. And we will miss him. Same thing with Dave Camp. Again, reputation for being bipartisan, safe district. The two of us are two peas in a pod, former staffers for our boss. His boss was Bill Schuette when he was in the Congress before he became attorney general and, you know, secretary of agriculture in Michigan. Number thing, again, a safe district. But three kids. One's going to be a sophomore now at the University of Michigan. Two are in high school. Travel back and forth every week is, you know, after 20 some years, it gets a little tiring. And so he's looking for a different future. And, you know, again, he'll remain a very close friend. And he's not out of politics.
Is tax reform likely to go anywhere now that Dave Camp's basically a lame duck?
Well, not this year. And I can use the word bitterly disappointed that it's not coming. He put out a proposal. I put out a very supportive statement for it. No, it's not perfect. Nothing is because it doesn't have the name Upton on it, right? I'm smiling. We need tax reform. You know, when I was with Mike Gendernoy, he's the chairman of Perigo here a month or two ago here in Kalamazoo, he was lamenting having to go to Ireland for his board meeting because they're now headquartered in Ireland. And only headquartered, really, because we have the highest corporate tax rate in the world. And they 35%, 10.5% there. We need tax reform. Man, it's complicated, that is for sure. We can make a lot of good steps that I think, again, would be bipartisan. But when you saw Max Baucus, former chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, surprised people, too, when he left in December. He's now the U.S. ambassador to China. That relationship with Dave Camp, in working together, Republican, Democrat, House and Senate, really was a bad sign that we would get tax reform done in this Congress. And it's not going to happen now, between now and the end of the year.
West Michigan Congressman Fred Upton speaking last week. A longer version of this interview, including the St. Joseph Republicans' thoughts on further congressional hearings regarding the General Motors recall and the Allied Paper landfill in Kalamazoo, can be found at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.